Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Has been some time since we've had this conversation, since we've sat down with a microphone and decided to talk to each other in this very personal, very private, very intimate way. That's right, it's a new episode of The Diary. You have to forgive this cough, it won't leave me alone. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. That's what today is. And sorry it's been so long. It's been since late last year, I want to say. Far too long between episodes, for sure. You're probably going to be glad that I didn't, though. Because if I'm being honest, from November till now, or mid-February now, so much of my personal angst has been directed toward the results of the election. An election I didn't like from the beginning. I never liked anyone who ran. It was just a frustrating mess, and I don't think things are going very well with the new administration. And as a result, I'm not going to get into that here, but as a result, I have been grumpy about that in a way that probably would have come off pretty negative on the diary episodes. And I always thought of this as a more cathartic thing, and maybe that's what I should have been using it for. I could have found some catharsis in talking about those things here instead of just blathering it all over Twitter or whatever. But I don't know, I just felt like I wasn't, maybe I just wasn't in the mood. Maybe that's what it did to me. It just took me out of the mood. You know, it's like a fart in church, or I don't know, a big gnarly zit on your date's nose when you're leaning in for a kiss on prom night. Or maybe none of those things. Regardless, hi, I hope you guys are doing good. A lot going on in my life. Very busy with everything. It's been an interesting year so far because I got big stuff on the table. I've got multiple book projects that are being worked on. And they're taking forever, mainly because of me. You know, there's been a big push for streaming this year, and so I'm putting a lot of effort and energy into that. And lots of art projects and stuff. And of course the shows continue to be what they are, and that's good. But at the same time, I'm also, I don't know, it's my relationship with my kids is evolving from father guy to collaborator in some ways. So I'm doing a lot more projects or planning them or executing them with my kids, especially my oldest two, who, you know, Taylor is very quickly entering a space of professional photography to the point that she's getting good recognition, and we're trying to collaborate on a few projects together there. And then Carter and I, of course, with her art and stuff, even though she's up at the university going to school right now and in a dorm, she's here on the weekends. And, you know, we've been streaming together and doing some other projects. So I don't know. I guess I wasn't expecting that. And I have a feeling that's going to happen with Nick as well as he gets into the things he's interested in. And that means opportunities to do actual work with my kids is actually pretty exciting. I'm really enjoying that. And I didn't think that would ever work. Like it would always be, they would always be weirded out by it or they would worry I would be too much of a dad in the situation or that we couldn't truly collaborate in the way that, you know, strangers become professionals that work together or whatever. I mean, when you're a family, you tend to have, I mean, that's a much deeper relationship. And so when you try to, I don't know, just work on a project together, you worry that stuff might get in the way. You know, Steve Jobs never changed Johnny Ive's diaper when he was little, right? Trying to think of another example of a good partnership. I can't think of anybody right now. But anyway, I was thinking of another one, but it's Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. All right, well, there's one for you. Steve Wozniak never threw spaghetti all over the floor when he was one, and a 20-something Steve Jobs had to clean it up. Like, I think you understand what I'm trying to say. It's a bad metaphor, but my point is, I was worried about that, and I was dumb to worry about it because it's been great, and I'm really enjoying it. And we got all kinds of cool ideas that we're working on together and apart, but that stuff together is way fun. I'm actually starting to visualize a potential future where, you know, whatever the final chunk of my life is, I mean, I'm well before whatever that is, but whenever I do get to that, it could very well be spent creating with my kids, like for real, like part of the business, like a sustainable series of projects that are meaningful and not only pay the bills, but just let us all have this experience of carrying it through the bloodline, you know? I don't know, that's intriguing to me. The potential and the possibilities there are interesting. And it's something I didn't exactly predict would be happening at this stage, but anyway, that's going good. So rather than make this a, hey, what's Scott been doing since he hasn't been doing the show? I'll tell you the other thing right now that's just kind of huge and rearing its head, and I'm having to start really buckling down on it, and that is Nerdtacular 2017, which happens June 29th, 30th, and July 1st, that weekend. And if you've been around this stuff for a while, you know that this is nothing new. We've been doing it since 2007. So this is the 10th anniversary of the event, and we're doing it at Snowbird again. And tickets sold out in a day, whereas in the past there was usually tickets available for months and months and months, so I don't know what happened this time. But I think I have an idea that comes down to we knew going into this particular year that this was going to be the last one of its kind. By that I mean, you know, like Nerdtacular has been a really important, awesome part of what I do for the last 10 years. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I think some people assume, or maybe they don't, maybe no one assumes this, but I think some people assume it's like a for-profit kind of thing. And it's not really, it sort of just breaks even. And we cover everything that costs whatever. And we do it through really inexpensive tickets and some sponsorship and whatever we can do. Merch sales and things like that to make it work. And it does work, but it was never designed, nor is it currently in a state of like, oh, this is a huge money-making enterprise that is, you know, that big thing a year that really puts everything over the top. In fact, it is and has always been a small, intimate gathering of, you know, in the early days, 150 to now these days, 700 people, because that's all we have capacity for. And any more than that is a huge management nightmare and starts to cost a lot more. But anyway, you know, it's always been this way for me to mingle with fans, listeners, followers, whatever, who all have these kind of shared interests. We all like board games. We all like video games. We all like nerd stuff. And we all get together and we hang out. And we let that stuff, we let that flag fly. And that has been such an awesome experience. But it feels like the right time to shift to a new era of whatever. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what that looks like yet. But I want this one to be awesome because it's going to be the last one like it, you know, at least for the foreseeable future. I mean, I never say never. Who knows? We may be back to this again at some point. But I don't know for sure on that. And so until I do, this is going to be it. So I think that's why the tickets went so quick. People are like, whoa, last one, better go. Haven't ever gone before. Or it's people who've been to all of them are like, well, I got to go to this one. And I'm always surprised by there was always somebody or a few people there outside of me, of course, who have been to every single one of these things. And it's always weird to me that somebody has been coming since 2007. Anyway, and we got a lot of cool people coming, and I got a bunch of producers and stuff that are coming, and other creators who I collaborate with and know and co-host with and all that. All the stuff you'd expect. A few surprises here and there, but we are definitely in that mode of like, all right, guys, it's go time. So me and the planning team, there's three of us primarily. Well, there's more than that that make it happen, but three are, you know, we're the ones that early on are working on all this stuff. We're hard at work at it. Getting ready, because June comes real quick, and before you know it, it'll freaking be here, and it'll be time. And I have so many mixed feelings. Like, on the one hand, I'm like, oh, okay, finally, we can do the 10th one, and we can call it good, and we can try some other things, or do some new things. And on the other hand, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to freaking miss this. Like, this specific thing, I'm going to miss it, and I'm going to see all these faces, and I'm going to be a mess the whole weekend, because I'm going to be sad, or I'm going to be, you know, I'll just be, what's the word? Is there a word? Not nostalgic. Yeah, whatever. It'll just be bittersweet. There you go. And it's not like I'm going anywhere or I'm quitting anything. It's just, I'm not going to have, I don't know. It's just going to be the end of a bit of an era. It's a 10 years is a long time, you know? It's a huge chunk of anyone's life. And, in a lot of ways, it represents my entire Frog Pants career. I mean, I hadn't started, I didn't jump out full time until, what was it, early 09 or something. But, you know, most of that time was this time. I don't know. It's going to be rough. When I have to get up on stage and talk to people on a microphone and express how I feel about everybody, that's you're gonna see a grown man weep like a baby. I'm gonna be a big puss, and I'm okay with that, but I'm just kind of dreading it because I know how it's gonna feel. So that's gonna be tricky, but also looking forward to it in a weird way. And I want it to be really fun. And as always, every year I stress about whether or not I can make it the best it can possibly be. I mean, it's all these emotions. Every year, it's always the same. Even though we skipped a year. Every other year I've done it is always like, oh my gosh, how do I know? Do I know what I'm doing? Do I know what I'm saying? Will this be entertaining? Will it be worth it for that guy from South Africa who flew all the way here on a bunch of terrible red-eye flights? You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to think about that stuff. And then the day will come, and it'll end up being awesome. And then I'm going to miss it. I'm going to immediately afterwards go, oh, man, I'm going to miss this. Like, I know myself enough now to know how this is going to go. And it's fine. It's fine. This is just me living life on my sleeve a little bit. But anyway, that's coming up. And for those who are like, oh, man, I didn't buy tickets this year, or I couldn't because they were sold out or whatever, or if you just can't come in general, or never have been able to come, we'll live stream it again. That's the plan anyway. I suspect it'll just be on the Twitch channel. twitch.tv/frogpants, and we'll stream as much of everything as we can. And, you know, make it so anybody who can't be there can still sort of be there. And we don't know who the band is yet, although we have an idea. And once that's confirmed, that'll be exciting. Anyway, more details on that as we get closer to it. But that'll probably do it. It's just a quick diary episode. Thank you guys for being so freaking patient. That was a long time, but it's back. I'll try to do more of these and get this little personal project back on track. I just redesigned the frogpants.com site, so you can go there to find this thing at frogpants.com/diary. Or frogpants.com will get you to... Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Did I have that forwarding properly? I'm not sure. Well, just go to frogpants.com. The diary's right there. You can't miss it. If you're looking for details or want to contact me or anything like that, you are most welcome to. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. Have a great day. Have a great Valentine's Day. Go hug the one you love. Talk to you guys later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.